start episode 90. We're back, Rob.
Episode 90.
I know. Can you believe it?
We're inching our way towards 100.
I know. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting.
15 minutes at a time.
Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm. Don't call me Shirley.
All right. Well, we got a weird topic for today.
Weird.
A weird one. This was suggested by my daughter. I'm going to read it the way that she suggested it, and then we're going to riff off of that and probably go in a different direction, right? But the topic would be, how would we react if an alien sentient species asked us to do some of their redesign for their own home planet, right? So kind of an interesting topic, you know, I mean, designing or branding an alien planet. The problem, I think, with the question is, we don't know anything about the planet, and the aliens aren't here to tell us, right? So maybe we flip it and we go, hey, how, you know, we know a lot about Earth.
Yeah.
You know, what if we kind of flip the script a little bit and then go, hey, how would we brand Earth for an alien species?
Yeah, I mean, typically when we start working with a new client, we do a kickoff session, which either involves just a nice deep dive.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we learn all about their business or service or whatever, or we go visit their factory or plant or whatever it is.
Absolutely.
This would be a difficult one. We can't go there.
No.
Unless Elon could get us there. We can't go there.
Well, he overshot his Tesla. Didn't he shoot his Tesla to Mars and then realize the calculations were wrong and it wasn't going to hit Mars or something?
I don't know. He can't even put a sign on top of his building without causing a problem.
This is true.
But we couldn't go there and visit. And then furthermore, we couldn't understand their language probably.
Yeah.
Nanu.
No, well, they're going to have those little babblefish things that, like, you know, they put the little earwig into your ear, and then it automatically translates for your brain.
Yeah.
Let's just believe that.
Well.
So I think it's more interesting to go, hey, how would we brand Earth for an alien species, right? Not that we know everything about Earth. I mean, we still don't even know what's down in the bottom of the oceans, right? I mean, a little bit. I mean, we've sent some submarines.
I'm not going to make the joke.
No, don't do it.
I'm not going to.
But I mean, point being is we're obviously we don't know everything there is to know about Earth yet,
right?
You know, like what's in the core, all that good stuff, right? So I don't know. You know, how would we? I guess part of the question would, and people listening to this are probably like, what in the hell are these guys talking about? But I think part of the question is, well, what's the desired result for the aliens, right? In regards to how would we brand Earth?
Yeah. Do we want them to visit?
Yeah. Is it a tourist?
Is this travel and tourism?
Yeah. Yeah. Or is it a, hey, come take over and strip mine us for all of our delicious minerals, you know? Like or what's the intent for the aliens?
I think we're driving revenue. I think it's travel and tourism.
Travel and tourism.
Come visit us.
Okay. Come check out Earth.
Yeah.
There's many different things to do here.
I mean, really what we're gonna do though is then study them and learn about them and figure them out, but under the guise of, oh, come visit our Earth.
Yeah.
It's great.
Absolutely. Well, evidently, according to our whistleblower out there, we already have had visitors, right?
Yeah.
Which is an interesting side note. I didn't even think about while we were talking about this.
They are among us.
Yeah. We've recovered biological tissue from a crash site or something like that. Isn't that what he said? Whoever this guy is. Anyway, the intelligence officer. So look it up, people. Anyway, so I think, travel and tourism. What does the Earth have to offer?
Well, my first thought when we were talking about this was I would position it, get it while it's hot.
Okay.
I mean,
because it's,
I don't know if you've been outside lately.
It's like 10,000 degrees outside.
Yeah. Or maybe we license Nelly's, it's getting hotter here.
Yeah.
Potentially.
That could be funny. You don't watch, Rick and Morty. Is that a correct statement?
Okay. I don't like cartoons.
Okay. Rick and Morty has a funny side note of the alien overlords that come and take over the Earth and what it does. It's pretty funny. So
I think you have to lead with the benefit of having multiple climates.
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got, you go to the rainforest.
Yeah.
You could go out to the desert.
Exactly.
You can go to the mountains.
Go to the ocean.
You can go to the ocean.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you have to position it that way because for whatever reason, I tend to believe that Mars, let's say.
Yeah. There isn't a whole lot of diversity
of landscape.
Got it. Got it. Okay. How about solid footing? You can actually stand on Earth, where evidently we've got a lot of other planets that are
gravity
just giant
is a big,
balls of
a
gas.
Big key benefit. I think gravity is a unique selling point, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Beyond that, I don't know what else we want to speak to aliens about.
I mean, I think you could talk about, I mean, let's assume that they came, how are they getting here? On some sort of spacecraft, right?
Versus teleportation? It's
got to be a spacecraft.
It's got to be a spacecraft.
I think you could talk about all of our different modes of transportation.
Yeah, around the Earth.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can go by boat. You can go by train.
Mm-hmm.
You could even defy gravity and go by plane. Although they probably wouldn't care about that because they came in a spaceship.
Yeah,
that might be a little air travel might be a little underwhelming.
Yes, I would say I think you're onto something though in regards to diversity, right? Diversity, as a holistic idea, right? So you were talking about climates, right? Mm-hmm. But I would say. Cuisine. I mean,
people. People.
Well, that's what I was going to go to next. Yeah, all sorts of different animals, all sorts of different people.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of different all over the place, which is interesting. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would have to figure out how to communicate and figure out what they perceived a benefit or what they would be looking for.
Yeah.
Are they looking to learn? Is it we have incredibly advanced. Or are they going to go, no, you don't.
Yeah, that's not of interest to us. We
just traveled like 830 million light years to get here.
Well, again, this is part of the problem of not having a full brief on who the alien people are, because we could say, hey, history, archaeology, all that sort of discovery, right, of humanity and sort of what the planet has been through. But again, if that's something they're not interested in, then that wouldn't be of interest to them, I guess. But,
right.
Because I would say, hey, history is kind of cool, even just our strange, weird Indiana Jones-esque reversion of humanity and what happened to the Mayans and that type of thing, right?
I think sports would be interesting.
For aliens?
Yeah, the concept of sports.
Yeah.
We play sports against one another.
Yeah, that is kind of an interesting
idea.
Yeah.
It's friendly competition.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting here going through my notes here in terms of like what do we have to offer? I mean, what does Earth have to offer? We got the climate. We got the diversity.
Would we invite them to the Olympics to participate in the Olympics? That seems like that would be a nice gesture.
I don't know.
Come play in our games.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Potentially. It depends
on... That might be a down the road thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting, I guess, if you think about it. It's always kind of... Well, go ahead.
I just had a question popped into my head.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay. Who is Earth's ambassador? Who do you pick as the ambassador to Earth?
Who's like the president of Earth?
Who's the one? Well, you have one person. Who is Earth's ambassador?
But now they have to be alive now. It's not a historical thing. You couldn't pick, somebody.
I'll open it up. I think that's fine. We're talking otherworldly anyway, so I'm okay with that. Oh,
gosh. Initially I go towards politicians, right? But I'm trying to think of who would be a great ambassador for Earth that's not an existing politician, right? And, you do have sports figures, in terms of sheer celebrity, right? That would probably be either a sports person or an entertainer, right? If we're going on that sort of metric system, right? Like a musician, something along those lines. Man, this is a tough one.
I know.
Cause I'm thinking about who the Earth would nominate versus potentially who I might pick.
Well, I start to think about it from just like a species perspective. Like who do I want to represent the human race?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know, man. You may have stumped me here.
I immediately go to something like someone like Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Sure, someone that's just...
The best of us, right?
The best of us, right? Because you want to make the best first impression. You want to be welcoming.
Yeah.
You don't want to be off-putting. But I guess you also kind of want to be... what if they're not a...
Friendly?
Not a friendly species. You want somebody who's...
Promotes strength?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, this is really... Well, this one really has me stumped. I don't have like an immediate like, here's who I... Like we've joked like Cristiano Ronaldo, I think, is the most followed athlete on all the social medias, right? Globally, right? I wouldn't pick Ronaldo to be... You know what I mean? Like, so I'm... there's who does the world celebrate, right? Like Nelson Mandela and people like Martin Luther King, who you're talking about, things like that.
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah, exactly. Dolly Parton. How about Dolly Parton?
Wow, that would be a heck of a first impression.
Everybody loves Dolly Parton.
Everyone loves Dolly Parton.
Maybe Dolly Parton's my
that's a great answer.
My oddball pick.
I'm okay with that.
Well, we wouldn't have gotten there had you not said the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama.
But the Dalai Lama is a great one too. Sort of calming.
Yeah. David Hasselhoff.
The Hoff?
The Hoff would be a great
one. Would be an interesting pick.
Would be a great one.
Yeah, I don't. It's, you know, I don't.
I think you have to pick the best of the best representative of humankind.
Yeah,
I think.
Something tells me we are. We're not going to nominate one person. We're going to have like a council. Right. I mean, there's going to be like a table of 12 people.
Yeah. I think you have a politician. I think you have potentially a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like you have. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Some musician of some sort. I don't know. You know, and again, all of this is under the guise that we're assuming the aliens want to be here and are friendly. You know what I mean? Like there's no hostile takeover.
Right.
So.
Right.
I think if someone traveled on a spacecraft to get all the way here, they might have natural resources that. You know, that they have on their own home worlds or whatever. Like, they're not here to strip mine us. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we're here for the trees.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
We just need trees.
And you got to figure, I mean, they would come in with, you know, I don't know. I mean, how many people are they bringing on one of their spaceships? 20? 25?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So, I mean, then, you know, they're not coming in hot and heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they've got enough intelligence to be able to build the craft and actually make it here, you know, they know more about us than
I'm sitting here racking my brain on what's the tagline for Earth, you know, like what's our catchphrase?
Welcome home
Welcome home, alien overlords. I'm totally fine with that. Well, like, you know, if we're thinking about the travel and tourism, it's always about what you can do when you go there, you
right.
know what I mean? Like, obviously if you're Florida and you have beaches, you promote the sun and the beach, you know, that type of thing,
right. Who is our what would be
welcome
our
welcome home?
Our
welcome home. It's great.
What would be our who would we lead with? Like, what country would we lead with? Obviously, we would say the U.S. probably.
Yeah.
But like, or what would I guess be the top destination that we would want to promote within Earth?
Well, let's think about it from continents. I mean, Antarctica out because there's no diversity.
Nothing there.
Right. There's nothing going on.
It's cold.
There. So what continent has the most, diversity, right? It might be Africa. Right. I mean, it's large and you got a little bit of everything there, right. Versus North America. Although North America, we got a lot of beaches, we got the mountains, we got cold,
on.
We got, you know, but we've got the desert, but not like, you know, the great Sahara.
Yeah,
you know, we don't have something like that. We don't have an impression, you know. So I mean, and they've got, you know, they've got snow. They've got, you know, they've got beaches. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Africa's got a lot going on over there.
I think selfishly, we have to just say, come to North America first, so that we can get our hands on those little alien creatures first.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we need to reverse engineer the technology. You know?
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's a weird topic. Branding Earth for other planets. It's kind of funny. I'd be curious to see what other people thought about how
me too. It's an interesting
Earth.
Question.
You know, what's the slogan for planet Earth? You know, what you're saying, welcome home, which is, hey, we're welcoming.
We're welcoming. Right? That's right.
I guess.
Welcoming you into our home.
Yeah, before we shoot missiles at you, just in case, you know.
Yeah, get it while it's still here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're trying to get rid of it as quickly as humanly possible.
Get it while it's hot, so.
Right.
All right. Any other weird final thought? I mean, I don't know. This is, you know, again, we need to know more about the aliens, I feel like, to be able to craft the message for the aliens, right? For the big neon sign.
I think the aliens are friendly, man.
When they come, they'll be friendly?
I think they're friendly people. I think we're all inquisitive. I think they're just an inquisitive, friendly little dudes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the challenge is that we are naturally defensive, right? And
we're going to scare up the.
That's the problem.
We're going to scare them when we get here, because we're going to show up with guns blazing and assault rifles and stuff.
Exactly.
And they're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah. Like,
we come in peace.
We're here for peace and love, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to think that the alien overlords are, well, I always joke that they're overlords. Maybe they're not going to take over. They're just here for a visit. You know, they're here for a family vacay.
They're just here.
Just to take
spring break.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Spring break on Uranus. Coming down here for a visit.
Yeah. I'm totally fine with that.
Good with that.
All right. That's a weird one.
Fun topic. Let us know what you think. Branding Earth. All right.
Where can the people find us, Rob?
Where can they find us? Besides on Earth, more specifically, on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com, of course, and then on all the socials at mocktheagency. And we will talk to you for episode 91 next time.
Thanks, everybody.